so if you're working with a realtor and you get a text that's way out
it's
there.
It's not from probably the realtor. Also on emails.
Yes.
This is going back around again. We had this happen and we were giving out these little things that say, we'll never ask you to wire money. It's on our emails. It's on everything.
Yes.
Well, it started again. And last week, there was one and the realtor sent it to me and the grammar's horrible. Number one, that's a first sign. The grammar's horrible. But if you look at it too, the email is not the email from the title company. It's their first name, but they've of course gotten like an Outlook account or some other account. It's not from the title company itself. So be cautious.
But if
be
you
cautious.
See like any email I get from my guarantee, I know for sure.
Yeah.
And surety on the bottom, it's huge. It says,
don't
this.
Yeah.
We don't do this.
Yeah. But so be cautious because it's happening again. It's coming back around to San Angelo again, and we don't want anybody to be taken advantage of.
And I'll tell you what I was happy about on Citibank credit cards. I was looking for, and I couldn't find all my statements for tax purpose, you know, just to give to our little buddies to take care of the IRS stuff. But I called, and one of the things they do, they say, okay, here's this. We're going to do your bank statement, statements, I guess, to you, but we're going to send you the code
separately.
To where you can open it when we send it, to be able to download them. I thought that was smart.
Yeah. And I think, but I hate those emails at the same time because I get a lot of those every day. And just the time it takes to open them and stuff is a real pain in the rear end. But I see the reason. I do. And someday, if things don't get better, we're all going to be down to doing that. But I think it's sad. I think San Angelo, we shouldn't have those problems. But
one of the talking instructors,
that's exactly right.
You have to do it.
Yeah. So we have several people that now do that. Our accountant does do that too.
Pick them up.
Yeah. This year, because I've just gotten someone's tax returns and they make me put in the last four digits of the Social Security number, or they make you put in like some special code you set up with them or something such as that. So.
Well, and I've got a lot of people different. They'll say, we need your Social Security number. I say, I'll give you the last four digits. Because they don't need your Social Security number.
No. And nobody
And when they have your driver's license and your Social Security, that's not a good thing for you.
Yeah, no.
Unless it's something.
Just be cautious.
Unless it's your loan officer, of course.
Well, yeah, because I have people sometimes with me that will say, I don't give out my social. And I'm like, well, hello, you can call me back so you know it's me. You know, or I'll call you back so you know it's me, but you have to give it to me or I can't run your credit report. And then they'll give me their bank statements and they'll scratch out their account number. And then I'll have to call them and I'll say, I'll need the account number because we have to verify it. So things like that, we have no privacy amongst ourselves that I have to ask you for those things.
Well, just remember this, when you're going to borrow money.
And you're an open book.
Well, I'm going to tell you, point blank, I didn't really realize how much it was, but just point blank, whether it's with the mortgage company or especially with the bank. And I learned this from being had an opportunity to sit on the board of directors for a bank. It's like they put a picture of you totally nude up there for all practical purposes because they literally strip it down to every single thing you've done or going to do and might do.
Right.
But if you think about it, you go, why would they do that to me? I've been on the other end too, when people don't pay them back.
That's right. And so you just be surprised.
So you gotta go through the record.
I'm not a real patient person, but there's sometimes.
Really?
That's what, okay. I went to a closing yesterday, and she's the sweetest girl in the world. I went to the closing, and the girl goes, "Thank you so much for being so patient." And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't think I've ever been called patient." I said, "I don't." When I got back to the office, I told Mom. "She said I was the most patient person." She goes, "Oh my God, she doesn't know you very well." I was like, "Yep, no, I don't have any patience."
And when she says that, if you ever go to Valerie's office, the sweet, sweet, adorable lady in the front is her mama.
Yes.
Which I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Although everybody calls her Mimi. I don't care how old you are, people call her Mimi. She's a sweetheart.
So our football pots. I was rooting for your mom to win.
I know, and she didn't win nothing.
I know.
Did you win anything?
No. Charlie DeCody, 500, won 3-3.
Really?
Yes. 3-3 and 0-0. Everybody goes, oh, those are horrible numbers. Apparently they weren't.
Yeah. Usually the bad numbers are the ones that win. So, but thank goodness the Patriots won. Woohoo! Go Tom Brady. Woohoo! Go Tom Brady.
I feel sorry for them now because everybody's going, okay, they win all the time. Can somebody else play now?
Did you see the awards for the NFL players?
Yes.
I thought that was so funny when that guy said, do y'all like Tom Brady? Really? Yeah. He needs to retire, so maybe y'all could go to the Super Bowl.
Somebody else could play.
I thought that was funny.
The commercial that came out. And he goes, here, hold my rings.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
I love him. I do.
Or Joe Montana.
Yeah.
You remember Joe Montana? Have you seen the commercial? It's old now, but they're talking about all the people that won Heismans. You know, they're doing their little pose. Uh-huh. And there's just so Montana, he's got like his four Super Bowl rings on his finger, just like this, showing him, I never won the Heisman. None of them won a Super Bowl.
So. They said Tony Romo something about it at the Super Bowl or something, they were laughing about. I didn't realize he had never been to the Super Bowl. Yeah, and so they were like giving him a hard time, evidently, about it. I missed that part.
Never quite made it. Yep. And I can't believe that our guy over here, because he's a big Denver Bronco guy, they just got a new quarterback. Flacco.
You're
really?
Right.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Putting salt in the wound. I actually put it on social media. I think John Elway, who runs the team, should probably be drug tested that he's got Joe Flacco coming to the Broncos.
Yes, I thought that was kind of...
Because he's horrible.
Well, there's a reason he's not starting for the Ravens anymore.
See, I tried to get it behind me. It was a few days ago now, Scott, and you just brought it back up.
Let's see. They keep getting quarterbacks that other teams are getting rid of.
Well, as long as Tom Brady keeps playing, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, at least it'll be better than Kingsbury and the Cardinals.
I think Kingsbury, though, don't you think he'll get a good quarterback?
I'm sure.
Yes.
That's what I think. He'll get a good quarterback.
Yeah, or make one. I mean, look at the quarterbacks from Texas Tech.
You know, of course, I know people stay for money and all that kind of stuff, but that would be kind of cool if Mahomes went there. I know it's not going to happen.
It's not
going to
happen.
But that would be cool if it did, just to say, in your face. Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. Well, you know one thing. The desert got hotter with Kingsbury.
Yeah. We got to talk a little bit about houses here. Loans.
Who?
What about some loans? Look at about who?
About who?
Hey,
about what?
Hey, it's basketball. So I can't believe you
didn't
bring
Rams.
That up.
Go Texas Tech.
Hey, I will say this because I know Jeremy's good friends with and you're big ASU basketball, but you know the basketball coach at Tech is from here.
Well, hello.
Just make sure y'all knew that.
Well, hello. We're going to see Kansas next week, next Saturday.
Who cares about Kansas?
Texas Tech against Kansas. They're going to beat the crap out of them at Lubbock.
Hey,
we will be there setting rooting. Chris Beard is a love.
Yes. Though I think it's amazing because he literally, for San Angelo boy,
he's
went up there.
He's our San Angelo kid.
Yes, and he has taken them best they've ever been. And look at some of the coaches they had.
Yeah, and he's so excited. That's what's so cool about it. When you watch him, I believe it was last year at the big tournament, is that they had just won.
The March Madness?
Yeah. And
the
they
big
had,
tournament.
Yeah, the big tournament. They had just won, and the lady goes to interview him, and he says, I'm sorry. He says, I got to go. He says, I got to go celebrate with my team. I mean, but that's him. He's a very much a team player. I mean, it's a team, and he's part of the team. He's not like above any of them. He's literally part of their team. So.
Well, we're rooting for him.
Yes.
And if you notice, I got my Texas Tech hat on there.
Very good.
And look at the backs.
Go
the back.
Right. Aw.
Yeah.
Aw. So hopefully they'll be better next year.
We'll see. I hope so. I hope they get their offense going. So we'll get good.
Hopefully
I know they got a good quarterback from San Angelo going up there.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll get to play.
Maybe. Bowman's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah. But so that would we'll be say. Great, though. That would be very good if they could.
Well,
and don't forget the girls and boys for the Rams, because they're doing very, very good.
Yes.
So Renee and Cinco, woohoo. All right. I think we've covered all the bases now.
We got the sports. Let's get a loan in here quick. What if I need a loan?
Come see me.
Is there anything special that can happen?
Yeah, we can make it happen. And if we can't make it happen, we'll talk about how we're going to make it happen in the future.
Perfect.
There you go.
No bond programs, nothing out
there's
there.
There's all sorts of grant programs that are out there. Sometimes it's not the best for you, and we'll explain that to you. So call us, 659-4949.
I'll tell you, I called Valerie just last week. I said, I'm thinking about looking at another house. And can you help me? She goes, yeah, we can figure it out. Lasted a day. I didn't get a chance to make a bid on it.
Really?
Yes.
That's a nice area, though. Again,
yes.
We owned how many houses over there. So
it's, just telling you, when people say our market.
It's good. Our market is good.
The biggest problem I'm having right now, so listen to this, folks, we need the listings, is we get them listed, we sell them, and we can't even hold them open. Because I like open houses. We do well at open houses. We have good experiences. You've done them with me.
Yeah.
With
that way agents. You actually get your other customers that are going to go look at other houses, and it kind of turns everything around.
Well,
but
how many times we sell the open house?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say, we're there at the open house, and they come and say, well, I'm working with Billy Bob. That's great. But they came to my open house. They saw the house because we had it open.
Yeah.
And they get an offer the next day from Billy Bob for that house. So
right.
In my
it's
mind,
a good thing.
I sold it at that open house.
It's a good thing.
Maybe
it's a good thing.
But, we got to go.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Have a good one, folks. We'll catch you next Sunday.